Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mix some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, paint skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing over the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It has been one hot minute since we have been live with the podcast. You got to see us partaking a little whiskey drink from time to time, but the podcast has been, we've been on hold for the holidays for sickness. Boy, sickness come through like a hurricane, but it didn't come through nearly as hot as 2026 is starting out. I say 2026 coming in hot, slightly confused. We got some new stories to talk about, and you know what? We're probably going to get political tonight, and we can't help it. We can't help it. Father Fortenberry, I know that's singing your song. Your
I praise. Love politics, or at least argued about them.
Yeah, I think you're more trolling people.
Yes, I love to troll people. So, hey, happy New Year. Happy 2026. I did go back and look. The top story a year ago right now.
What?
The fires in California. What was 2025 being hot?
It was, wasn't it? That's a year ago.
Oh, and the top meme was 6-7.
This time last year?
Yep.
I don't think I heard about that till October.
Yeah, me too.
I heard about like in June.
Yeah.
I think I was October. And I'm still not sure what the heck they're talking about. We did a whole show about it.
A whole show. So South Park.
DW's in studio. I'm going to adjust his camera a little bit.
I don't believe that one. I don't feel like 6-7 was a year ago.
I thought it just came up.
That's just because we don't know about stuff.
Old, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Jamie, where did you go to the old Google machine?
Top memes of 2025, and that pulled up as the January.
January.
It started off as.
I consider myself at being like on top of it.
I think it was, that seems like.
So it didn't start off as 6-7, though. It started off as using
that
using the alphabet equation. And that kind of had
the what?
Alphabet equation, whatever.
The what?
Alphabetical equation.
What does that mean?
Is like that like A squared plus B squared equals
F? So like FG or something like that. I don't know.
So somebody solved the equation.
Oh, I'm really confused.
It's just gibberish.
Okay. Let's see if Wes knows anything.
I don't know nothing.
Gary's not with us tonight, but Wes is sitting over there.
What the hell? 6-8-9. You know, I don't know.
Y'all ever seen
I'm lost. I don't even try. I've gotten old enough now. I don't even try to keep up with all the trends and just enjoy
you're
it.
A pop culture icon.
Yeah.
I'm
mean,
not pop culture, but the trends. I'm not
pop culture. That's the same. A trend.
No,
pop
culture. No.
I'll get you.
Is 6-7 pop culture?
Yes.
That pretty
that's the closest thing to it. But we didn't know what it was. So if we don't know, we're going to cut. That wasn't even on the list for tonight, but we're going to get off into it.
We're going to get off the weeds again, y'all.
The bourbon nerd. Now, Donnie looks all dark. Bourbon nerd looks all.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Welcome to the new year.
The whitest man on the patio right there.
Thanks for watching.
He's white like Clint Black.
You can't talk very good today.
That was me either. My voice, I have not recovered. I had the big COVID 2025. Apparently, that's the thing.
Oh, that's an old COVID. I'm counting
on. No, I think it's the new COVID.
You know, 2025 version.
I think me and Wes.
That's the same.
Both our cameras look a little funny. Y'all ever seen the movie?
I think y'all look funny. Thanks, camera.
Y'all ever seen the movie?
It's just us looking funny.
Santa Claus, where he makes the plastic Santa at one point. They make the plastic Santa coming.
That's two pop culture.
Santa Claus 3.
I don't know anything about that. See,
I did not know they had a 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the guy from Home Improvement?
Yeah.
That's three or four of them.
Wes looked like a 3D print.
The second one has Jack Frost tries to take over. Yep. And then the third one is they print a new Santa.
They print a new Santa, yeah.
And he becomes this military dictator over. Oh, that might lead to Mexico. He becomes a military dictator over the North Pole.
You think Trump didn't show up?
He said tater. I'm not going to say the other part he said. Yeah, 2026 starting out hot. Look, we come in that new year. You got to watch the ball drop on Times Square, if that's your thing. Then we woke up. Was that on Friday when we woke up?
The ball dropped. Wednesday night,
and by Thursday night, the other hammer dropped the ball was dropped on Venezuela.
By Thursday night, Trump was dropping balls,
dude. I didn't even turn on the news until I like got to work, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what is this a video of? Oh, we just seized Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela.
I thought it was AI. I'll be honest with you. I thought that when them dropping them bombs, you know, with the helicopter and everything flying over, I thought, nah,
it's AI. No, there's a lot of AI there, and yeah, we may get into those too, but because there's some memes, AI. This is what the AI is
right for. Yep.
Yes,
there are. Yes.
But the world is going crazy over this. So just a few short years ago, there was a $25 million bounty on anybody bring Maduro?
Yeah, and I believe this was supported by the Democrats.
By Mr. Joe Biden. The only problem was,
so is Trump,
he made a deal.
Is Trump going after $25 million?
Well, I was wondering that, but they made a deal. They made a deal's reason, because Hunter got all the blow he wanted, so he got to keep it. But
so did Bill Clinton.
He goes in, he pulls out Maduro. They killed all 32 of his guards.
Monica, not Maduro.
We lost nobody. They brought him to New York City, and then somehow, someway, within a few hours, the entire country protested with the exact same sign in California, New York, Chicago, and everywhere else. And
did it say yes, Kings?
No, it was Venezuela. We want Maduro freed.
We want that king.
We want that king. There was. Yep. Get out of Venezuela. Leave alone. So
what are your, like, when we go around the table, whatever, what are your initial thoughts?
Let's go to West first.
Tell us your
Mr. Pop culture.
Tell us your political.
We're going Marty last, because he's going to listen to what everybody else said.
Don't even go to me. I can't talk.
You just say,
there we go. Look,
you got 30 seconds. 30 We're not seconds. Doing a 5-minute West monologue.
Okay, why not?
You're on the clock.
I'm on the clock.
25.
Okay. My only feelings about it are is 15. Venezuela has been under.
All right. I'm tired of listening. DW, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, look, the guy wasn't actually the president. I know we keep saying we went and got their president. He's the guy that just put himself in that place by force.
No one other than president. UN believes that they won a fair election.
He wasn't voted in. He just kind of dominated the space and took the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of kidnapped the fella from his country and whatever, but I don't know.
Jamie, you've had a long time to think about it.
Three parts.
Here we go. This is why, like, quick to the point.
Anytime we can remove a dictator from power, align our economical views up with it where it benefits us, we are succeeding. Thirdly, the end of the story will be how quickly we relinquish control back to the people of Venezuela.
Well, I don't think we have control yet. Based on what I've seen, I don't believe we have control. All right, we'll go back to Wes. Wes, now that you've had time to think about it, can you articulate much more rapidly
your
view?
Well, I'm just
I got three points.
Oil, keep your gas prices. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about it.
I thought you had three things.
No, I filled them up.
He said it three times.
Marty, I'll give you 15 seconds.
I'm good. I don't care about it.
Look, there is global impacts. Here's what we did as United States, like it or not. China, Russia, Iran was in our hemisphere. Cuba is in our hemisphere.
We need to remove Cuba.
Can we move the island? Can we just figure out how to move the island? A big iceberg. We're going to push the island.
If you got a big enough boat.
Yeah. But, hey, Jamie, you'll know this. Are they part of BRICS? Is Venezuela part of BRICS?
No, they want to be.
They were going to be.
Okay, so we cut that one off.
You had your turn. It was my turn.
I know. I was just asking. I had a question. That was my question.
You could have waited.
I know.
Well, look, which way sits? I'm ringing y'all in. I'm no longer going to stand here.
Brazil is
part of Britain. But we got those people out of our hemisphere. We cut off their supply of oil. China.
So everybody that was pro-Ukraine, anti-Russia, they should be thanking them, because now Russia is hurting for more oil.
And the petrodollar. This is about the petrodollar too. So I won't give y'all.
We had people where I work. There are a lot of Venezuelans there. And they literally celebrated and were hugging.
All of them did.
About the whole situation.
Some people have been starving for 20 years.
It's emotional to see their reaction to what has happened.
So, the United States, though, the irony of this, we brought the socialists into New York City to where we now have a socialist mayor that was sworn in on 24 hours earlier, I guess you would say.
You're right. In a 24-hour period. We had a socialist sworn in New York, and we removed a socialist
and brought him to New York.
Did
you hear what happened today? He went to court today. This is Maduro. And they explained to him his rights, because he's entitled to the rights. He couldn't believe people in the United States had that many rights.
He's like, there you go. I got all kinds of rights.
He's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute. Right. You're telling me that I can get out on bail. Well, you're not getting out on bail, buddy. I'm telling you. Hey, New York's a money-free bail, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't seen Mondami down there talking to
him. He's going to want some conjugal visits.
With Diddy? Diddy and Maduro in the same prison?
Yo, I sent y'all that meme.
Yeah.
He said, I sent a lot of them.
Diddy said, I heard you lost all your oil. You can have some of mine.
So, Mondami has guaranteed all of this free stuff, right? Well, free bus rides or whatever, free public transit.
Not Madonna, Mondami.
Mondami.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Moderna, yeah.
But he raised the price of bus fare today.
Yeah, like $3.
Like $3.
So that's the opposite of free.
He blamed the state for raising it. I don't get
that's
it.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
I mean, I don't know what bus fare costs, but it ain't
$3. It's already expensive.
So now let's go out to the left coast out there and Seattle. They also brought in a Democrat socialist mayor who told the police they can no longer intervene with people openly using drugs on the street. And now they have even more homeless that have come and set up in camps.
Hey, that's what you want in the city?
That's such a weird. So this is what the libertarian in me is all. Look, if they want to do black tar heroin in the middle of the street, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. They will.
So just let all of them go to Seattle.
Let them all go see him. Yeah. Interestingly, though, I saw this on a clip of Joe Rogan.
Our friend of the show,
Joe Rogan. The overdose death rate has dramatically fallen since Trump took office.
Yes, because he blew up all those boats.
Yes.
He claimed it's down like 70%. He claims every boat. I heard this today because, you know, he talks a lot. He claimed every boat he blew up. Saved 25,000 lives.
Was nothing but fentanyl.
Dang.
25,000.
The lives. Boat was made out of fentanyl.
Speaking of fentanyl boats. It looked like it wasn't much bigger than this table.
Did you see where the Island Boys or whatever they are, one of them got arrested for fentanyl?
Like the Beach Boys?
No. Look, you don't even want to go. The Island Boys? The things they're doing on OnlyFans, nobody needs to.
I'm
gonna put it this
the
way:
the Island Boys got an OnlyFans,
and they do things to each other on OnlyFans.
Oh no, I'm glad. I heard that.
I do too.
Tried not to go there.
Well, you could just.
I mean, you know, that's informative.
How do you know this, Terry?
Look, when I'm looking for stuff for the show, I'm not on the black web yet.
He goes down,
but I'm probably not far from being on the black web.
Dark web. The roads he takes to find content for the show.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
No,
we would appreciate what it does.
Look, I've had stories that never make it on the air.
He's had to watch hours of Island Boys to figure out.
Yeah, the pain of watching hours of Island Boys to figure out what they were doing.
So where do you think this goes? Is Maduro going to be found guilty?
Oh yeah.
The irony is we're gonna get off into the Minnesota thing too, because that all happened also with the child cares and all this stuff. Because Tampon Tim, we got a story about him today. But did you know who is head of the UN right now?
I do not.
Somalia. What? A Somali is president or whatever. The leading general of the UN is a Somali.
Well, how?
Voted him in.
It's a vote. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Look, there's only about four countries that should have a shot at having a leader of the UN. But
Somalia has nothing, really.
Pirates.
Wait a minute. This says it's Portugal.
Oh, that's slightly different.
I read something where it was the Somali.
One of them told Tom Hanks he's the captain.
I'm the captain now. That's what he told him.
The other one's a swordsman that was trying to revenge his daddy's death.
No? Well, okay, I'm going to have some bad news. Bad news.
Princess of the Bride?
Yeah. I'm in Tingo Montoya.
Okay, it is. Special Representative of Somalia and head of the United Nations Transitional Assistance Mission. Okay, in Somalia. Okay, never
mind. Okay.
Secretary General is Antonio Guterres, which is from...
You know, there are...
My mistake.
There are trips swords. You can pay for to go out in the Somalian waters and hunt pirates.
That would be
Jamie
fun.
That is not true.
Yes, for real? It is.
What?
You pay an amount, you go on there in your bait boat, basically, And when they pop up, you pop up with a Modus and just
That's got to be on the dark web.
Yeah, that's about the dark web. The things I put my soul through. Yeah. Actually, that's my
word. So it's like a safari? Can you buy a safari?
Something like that.
Oh, that is crazy. Like,
I am the pirate now. So like Call of Duty on a boat.
It's probably called something like Pirate Adventures, too. Something really classic.
You can't theoretically buy a safari to hunt pirates, although that sounds kind of cool.
Theoretically.
But luxury cruises did offer armed patrols, so you could theoretically find somebody to pay you to go do it.
Oh, you pay
to do it. There is a service.
I bet you that's on dark web.
I bet that is, too.
That allows you to...
No.
It allows you to defend yourself.
Yeah, said that there. Proper terminology there.
Defend yourself after you
get attacked
by pirates. Put yourself out there and be a target.
Well, you know, the cargo ships have protection.
Or like water cannons, though. I mean,
some of them don't. Some of them got armed.
Yeah.
Armed people on them.
Over the holiday, viral video came out from Nick Shirley. He's a YouTube guy, and look, he got some pretty good content out there, and he's a one-man show. He went into Minnesota, and
before this, who has heard of him? Because I have not.
I have not, but he was at the Cenote prison. He was been down to border. He actually been all over the place. Wes is drinking beer. That seems weird.
It is weird.
Don't let him judge
from my friend at the flyaway.
Yeah, Nick Shirley gloats he ended Tim Walz after Minnesota governor scrapped re-election to bid. Earlier today, Tim Walz decided he would not run in 2026. And he is, I would say most people are considering him personally responsible for the $9 billion fraud that includes all of these daycare centers.
I don't know if you can consider him personally responsible, but he's definitely responsible.
I also don't know that he necessarily decided not to run. I think it's just, decided for him. He just said it like that.
The guy just made a fool of himself in public with the election. He was didn't come across very smart. He didn't come across very, and this is even worse. They're still arguing that there's nothing wrong in these Somali daycares.
Part was in the video, the original sign, it misspelled learning.
Yeah.
Anybody to sell the sign, learning.
Yeah. This may be a picture. I think most people have seen it by now.
Surely have.
And the bad thing is, people were like, yeah, that's where I need to put my kid.
But they were only open from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Is leering a real word? Does that mean something?
Yeah, that means you're watching. You're watching you. Mm-hmm. I'm leering.
Watching center.
So the Somalis invited a news agency in to prove that they had kids there. Let me see if I can get this up. There it is. I make sure
they're little tiny pirates.
If I saw a kid run by like a pirate.
But there were strange things on the wall. Like these pictures were really, that's not real kids.
Well, those are real kids.
Yeah, they're paying them. And there's only four. These people are getting like millions and millions of dollars.
Well, go back to the last picture.
There's the lyrics.
Just say, go back to the first picture. And this whole thing, what I notice is the massive size of that ketchup bottle.
I'm just trying to figure out who leaves mayonnaise out like that.
That's probably
Somalians.
Same thing. Yeah. Branch mayonnaise.
But wow.
But Tim Walz apparently done.
So the greatest thing is the fact that they claim somebody broke in and stole all their documents.
I forgot about that. A guy came out wearing $2,500 glasses, and he said, someone came and stole all of our proof that we had kids in our daycare. And then they looked and investigated. The doors were busted in the wrong direction. It was bad.
That's pretty popular there's a pretty popular conclusion people made that Somalians have the lowest IQs in the world.
That is fact.
Yes.
And a lot of it has to do with inbreeding.
We are beginning to see that possibly they're correct.
They were smarter than me and you. We didn't start a daycare and make millions of dollars.
You think
instead of doing a podcast, we should open a daycare.
You're right, that daycare. We should have took out a loan during COVID. We missed that bus, too.
We didn't start to have to cope.
Y'all be drinking bourbon. It'd be the leaning center.
Leaning center. Marty, that's Marty.
He doesn't say much, but when he does, it's gold.
Marty coming at
close. I don't feel good.
Look, There you go. Open from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
The 3 p.m. We'll do after school daycare.
No, that's we probably do 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
We'll have a 2-for-1 special at some point.
Yeah.
Look, that story is really just getting started because if they don't bring people to justice, but they actually were trying to bash Nick Shirley today, claiming
CNN during their coverage was interviewing him and holding him to task instead of actually. Here, this is the exact quote. CNN probably pretty much raking him off the coals, and then they went off air or went off to their desk and said, "We even did a little digging ourselves and called something."
You know, I don't normally go to chat, but I just looked up and saw a great one. Lip Service said his goal this year is to open 3 Somali daycare. The Leaning from the Patio daycare. We are the Leaning from the Patio.
Leaning
from the Patio.
All daycare. The embezzled money to terrorists.
Do you realize $9 billion in reference compared? It's a thousand, 1 million billion is a 1,000 million. Uh-huh. Put that in perspective.
I know, like, if we made $1 million, if you made $1 million, you can.
Retire on $1 million. Yeah. I got expenses. I could own about 4. It'd take 4.
I could retire on $1 million and be happy.
On $1 million, I would quit my job.
You would be starving to death in 2 years.
No, I won't. I wouldn't. I don't make $1 million in my lifetime. Look, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
He would double his bourbon buying.
He would blow it off. He would.
Lance would be broke in 3 months.
Guaranteed.
Look, in 6 months, he has roasted the liver.
No, I'm about to look. If I get that kind of money, I'm about to lick store. That's all there is to it.
He'd have all the BTAC.
Everything rare. That story found with all the 23-pack by mall. All of them.
He'd blow it all on one big party for all the bourbon people. That'd be it.
$1 million doesn't go as far as you think it does.
No.
Now,
you know what? I like try though.
Me too. I would too.
What about that one point? Oh, that also happened in Arkansas. Somebody won the $1.8 million Powerball.
So, you know what I heard that when it's all said and done, what
that's not compared to Somali's.
What they'll actually walk away with.
What? How much? I know it's not going to be like near.
$400 million.
I would go for the yearly.
So, if you take the lump sum, the clearinghouse gets a huge chunk.
Yeah. Yep.
Then taxes takes a huge chunk. Then state taxes.
You can take the payout.
We're young enough that I think the payout
wasn't it like 20 something million or something like that per year for
It's a lot. It's maybe 30, 40 million.
Yeah. That one's not bad. And it's transferable, isn't it?
No,
it's not at all.
I thought
your next heir could.
I say that I don't think it's transferable.
It is. I looked into it. It's transferable.
Oh, I would.
It could be inherited.
Okay, if
no, I know what would happen. My brother even said this. He said, "You know, I'd get that $40 million and blow it all by June, but I'd know come December, so I'd have potatoes and
go back to work,
and I'd make it to December to get that next 40.
You had to go back to work in like July.
Yeah, that's how it worked. All right, since we're talking about politics, I got a segment I'm gonna try to make regular, and I have a big intro for it. It's gonna be called Policy or Punchline.
Ooh, I like this.
Is this real? Tell me if this is real or not. All right, boys, here it is. Mm-hmm. In the state of Nebraska, it is illegal to go well fishing on Sundays.
I'm sure it is. That sounds like a legit law.
What do you think?
That sounds like legit law.
I say that's policy. It's old, though.
Yeah, I will say Nebraska?
I would say that's not real.
Marty?
I don't think it's real.
It is real.
Yep.
Originally written to ban using explosive harpoons in lakes.
That's legit.
Woo. Now, I don't believe the explosive harpoons, but
okay. So that kind of changed it.
Yeah.
So apparently somebody tried to Yellowstone a whale in a pond and ruin it for the rest of them. But why would they have whales in a pond? All right. In the city of Pine Creek, Arizona, all public drinking fountains must dispense water at exactly 63 degrees. Anything colder is considered dangerously refreshing.
That ain't real.
No way.
BS on that one. I'm gonna call BS.
All right, yeah, y'all are right about
was it. Was it policy or
punchline or policy?
Do we know what the real policy is, or is that?
I think that's totally made.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In Georgia, it's illegal to keep an ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sundays.
I'm gonna say that's real. I'll go with that.
That's probably real, but it wouldn't last long.
That's punchline. I mean, that don't make sense.
It's real.
It's real, but
check it out. It's to stop horse thief. I don't know why it's not posted.
I don't know. But
Right, the horse like crowns, and you.
All right, that's all I got to do. And but I think it's good.
That was fun. That
we're gonna
fun.
Make it a regular segment.
All right,
but it's better than 3 or 4 quick ones. All right, so I like. I thought that'd be a good one.
You know, they say in Arkansas that the whole rule of thumb thing that you can beat your wife with something smaller than your thumb,
as long as you do it on their feet, right? Didn't it?
I thought it was as long as you on the shirt on the courthouse steps on Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, to publicly beat your wife with something the size of your thumb.
But Andre the Giant's wife just take a hand.
You know what I'm saying?
like a bang.
It'd be like using a harpoon.
A lot bigger than my thumb.
Using a harpoon on that thumb. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Oh, here's good.
I got smaller appendages in my thumb.
Y'all know, y'all made a promise that never came, y'all never held up during the promise.
Uh-oh.
We were supposed to have McRibs with the long
sandwich. Oh, you tick-tock with the lawsuit.
And I think you said you were going to bring it.
McRib over?
Yeah, but hold up. That's the whole time when everybody started getting sick.
We didn't do it.
McRib's still there.
Where'd it go? I don't know.
Think you bring up the lawsuit?
Yep. So McDonald's faces a class action lawsuit over fan favorite McRib sandwich, claiming that there's really no rib meat in the McRib.
I can believe that. I can believe that.
Who cares?
People who thought it had ribs in it?
I was surprised somebody thought it had ribs in it. Okay. I thought it was just maybe.
If it had rib meat, I would assume it wasn't from pork.
If it's pork, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, that is pork.
According to the complaint, the plaintiffs claim the limited time menu item's name and presentation leads reasonable customers to believe that the product uses real pork rib meat.
I'm definitely in that class.
By including the word rib in the name of the McRib, as well as by going out of its way to shape the sandwich into the shape that it's not shaped like a pork rib. I'm sorry, guys.
It says McRib. It don't say what kind of rib it is. It may be chicken ribs.
So they're no longer, so, they're going to get rid of it.
So he's going to say the hell out of when he finds a blizzard don't really cause blizzard.
Or the Mick, what is the Mick Frost?
McFlurry.
McFlurry. There is no snow. There is no snow in the McFlurry. Hey, he'll be really mad if I know there's no chicken in the McNugget.
The chicken nugget and McRib, the same thing. Is one of them
probably so? One of them got barbecue sauce, and it ain't breaded.
Did y'all see? I saw it from TikTok. I think you can buy a mold and make your own McRib with ground pork.
That's what we're gonna have to do.
Yeah, you make your own McRib.
Now that would be a show.
Then we can do Terry. We're gonna put rib meat in it.
No, we'll cook ribs.
Grind rib meat.
We'll use ours with.
Mm-mm. Cook them so tender, we'll just pull the bone out.
Let's just do a food truck that is the real McRibs with rib.
McRib. Oh, that'd be big. Hey, buy that.
No, call it the McReel.
The McReel.
McReel. We probably get sued.
The Grill McReel.
That can't sue us.
The Grill McReel. The Grill McReel.
That sounds weird.
The podcast it cooks.
That sounds weird.
This is why we couldn't have $1 million.
No, totally off subject. I guess I was thinking about McRib. Maybe thinking about McGruff, the crime dog. So remember, remember in school doing the DARE program?
Yeah.
I think they still do it.
Do y'all know the whole DARE program started off as like a pyramid scheme to get cops side money?
Really? What?
Yes, the DARE program was a pyramid scheme to
get, allegedly, you're gonna get us banned.
Allegedly, to help cops get side money.
Out on that.
He was over here doing the DARE program for free.
No, that didn't include me in the pyramid scheme.
So, Jamie, how'd it work?
Yeah, like any other, remember they go to your school and do the whole program. I guess they get money to do that.
They still do.
I guess. I don't know. Do they?
I think DARE still exists.
They could have called me Donnie Maddow. That'd have been all, or Murdoch. What's his name? Maddow, Murdoch. That'd have been all up in it.
Murdoch.
See, it's been listening to me. Does DARE still exist? Yeah, drug abuse resistance education.
Hmm.
DARE America.
That's what it's
DARE to. Well, I know they still. You still see the confiscated cop cars that have DARE on it.
Do they still have McGruff?
I hadn't seen McGruff, but they should.
Hold on, I'm gonna write. Is DARE America a Ponzi scheme?
Pyramid scheme.
Oh.
So was Fred McGriff in on it?
Fred McGriff.
We need a. According to Reddit, it was at one time.
It was at one time. Okay. We need a AI video of McGriff the crime dog fighting Smokey the Bear. I'm on it.
I'm on it.
We know which ones win because he loves bears.
And Smokey the Bear needs to be.
I do love bears.
Smokey the Bear needs to be wearing a t-shirt that says, I hate pyramids.
Or I like cocaine or something like that. Cocaine Bear. No, Cocaine Bear cocaine versus.
I was saying the same thing.
That's a good one.
Cocaine Bear versus the Crime Dog.
Who else thinks McGruff was based off of, what's the guy who did Mysteries. Mysteries. Oh, God. Yeah, I think he was.
He had to be.
He didn't
talk like him.
Didn't he dress like Inspector Gadget, kind of?
What's his name?
McGruff.
Or Dick Tracy.
No, the dude on Unsolved Mysteries.
The creepy guy. You know, it was always so creepy.
You know, he lost his son.
That's not Unsolved Mysteries.
Something happened, though.
You're right. Unsolved Mysteries is this guy.
I thought that was Unsolved Mysteries.
No.
Mm-hmm. The one that lost.
It's Unsolved Mysteries. Something happened to some of his family.
Yep. Yeah. No.
Yes. I think the Mandela.
America's Most Wanted.
And
that was
Tim Walsh.
This guy has more.
You're right.
But yes, Jamie, you're right.
Here
is the guy.
McGruff.
Robert Stack.
Robert Stack. You know another good show from that era was
Cops.
Rescue
911.
Yeah, 911. Rescue 911. William Shatner. Yeah, that's William Shatner.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was William Shatner.
Y'all don't remember the Saturday Night lineup from that time frame, though, do you?
Well, if you remind me, I probably do.
227. Hee Haw.
Two-two-seven.
Amen and 227.
I love Amen.
Then it was. It was not my guy.
Hey, but nothing beat the CGI.
Fall Guy.
No, not on Saturday. Saturday night. It was a.
This is just outside of my.
Well, nothing beat the CGI. Yes, I'm with you. It's just outside. Like, I remember Hee Haw.
I'm not old enough to remember. I don't remember watching.
Oh, the Golden Girls were Saturday night. Yeah,
I love the Golden Girls.
Hunter.
It was Hunter.
Yes, I remember Hunter.
Yeah.
Look, they introduced me to the Jim Croce song, Slim. What was the name of the song? You don't mess around with Slim.
I will bet.
That's first time I heard it.
There was a TV show from the 80s. I loved The Greatest American Hero.
That one. Oh, yeah. Yes.
But I know one that I bet Wes don't even know this show.
Okay.
Remember Auto Man?
Oh, he turned into a car? Is that the one that turned into a car?
He could turn into about anything. Yeah. He had this blue suit. You remember him?
Vaguely.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Auto Man.
Here is a picture of him.
Never heard of it.
I don't remember.
The cartoon?
This dude right here was Auto Man.
Yep, Auto Man right there.
He had this little light thing.
I do remember. Yeah. Hey, y'all remember the cartoon where the dude turned into the car? It was really creepy.
That was anime.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Transformers.
A guy would turn into a car and like his face would elongate into the car. It was creepy.
I see a good show there. It was a Quantum
Leap. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was.
They tried to redo it and they couldn't pull it off.
They tried to redo MacGyver, Quantum Leap.
MacGyver was great.
Man, I love the Fall Guy.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that.
Hey, I went out and I literally got on Amazon about 6 months ago and ordered every episode of Dukes of Hazzard. Really? You can't watch it on TV anymore.
It used to come on CMT.
Not after all the
Red Flag stuff.
The Facts of Life.
You know, that was like my... When I was a kid, different strokes.
Facts of Life.
Dags of Different Strokes. Which girl did it for you on Facts of Life? The mean one.
No, he liked the
dark haired girl.
Blair.
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 I figured he liked
Natalie, too. I figured
with
nothing
wrong with that
joke.
I like Tootie.
Different Stroke.
My robot.
Michelle was watching a Christmas movie that had all those girls in it.
You don't remember My Robot? True fact here, most of us are older than the Golden Girls when they first started filming.
I know.
Not depressing.
That's crazy.
It is.
I like that kind of wild golden girl. I don't remember her.
Blair.
I like
her. Or Blanche.
Blanche. Here they are. Here's Blanche the golden Lambert. Girls.
That's the golden girl.
Progress.
What is Miss
Fact of Life?
Fact of Life.
Miss Garrett.
Miss Garrett.
That's that lady from the yellow Natalie. School bus. That was
zoom in. At this day and age, Miss Garrett, she ain't bad looking.
She might be the best one. Zoom in there.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet she was younger than we are.
At 44, Miss Garrett ain't looking bad.
Hey, I just look at that picture and go, who are them boys?
Oh, that's the haircuts. Yeah.
I think Joe did end up like liking girls.
I don't see a hot one there, fellas.
Blair was considered the hot one.
Yeah. Oh, by today's standards, Natalie'd be just A-OK, man.
Big hair.
Actually, she would be probably transsexual. They should do a new Fact of Life.
No, they should.
No, we should.
No, we should. Yeah,
if Facts of Life was filmed today, this is what the characters would be.
Who is which character?
Like us?
Yeah. We got to be one of the characters. No, I said we do it with the Golden Girls. Who would we be as the Golden Girls?
Well, hold on. Here you go hijacking stuff again. Mm-hmm. I told you, you're not going to be allowed to do that.
Slow your roll. This is 2026.
Wes is like,
you're crazy.
Ninja Turtle.
Look, you may be a pop culture icon or the master of pop culture, but Jamie already threw out there which of the different strokes. I'm Mr. Garrett.
You're Mrs. Gary. You really want to see whatever's in it.
I gotta be.
Well, that puts me in Natalie.
Donnie.
He
is.
He would put me in Natalie.
Donnie Blair.
Donnie Blair.
I must be Tootie.
You would be Tootie. And Jamie Joe.
Who is Blair? Which one was Blair?
The good looking one. The like preppy one.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were Natalie? No.
No,
you're Joe. I think we hit it. Wasn't there a handyman in this one?
Oh, hey, do you think they remember the show with the, it was about an apartment complex.
Yeah, I know. It's
great company. No. And the guy with the handyman was in all the time. He had Sanford's the vest and the.
They redid that one too.
They lived in an apartment.
Moving on up. Yeah.
No, she was redheaded. The main character was redheaded.
Yeah, I'm talking about them black and white show.
No, this was color. This ain't that. I mean, the '80s. I mean, late '80s probably.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, I did too.
It is.
The dude was hilarious. The handyman was hilarious. Had the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
Oh,
why? Yeah. T-shirt.
What was his name? I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of the name of the show.
Chunky mustache. He was always.
You know what? This generation needs is some Ernest P. Worrell.
Oh yes, yes.
That's just talking about Ernest P. Worrell.
Look, me and my kids talked about this the other day. Ernest did and went everywhere.
Hey,
Ernest went to space. Ernest went to jail. Ernest joined the army.
Hey,
one day at a time.
Did everything.
One day at a time. That's it. I read an article about him and Pee Wee Herman. They were talking about both of them. They literally had miserable lives because their lives became their character. Like they could not go out. They would not. Both of them refused to go out in public and so not like be in character.
Ernest Jamie would. Jamie's been the same character for 40 plus years.
Ernest P. Worrell apparently was like professionally trained actor. Yeah. I mean, he was.
Well, he did a commercial for. He wouldn't have been
it. Also. I wish I could remember that. I can't remember who he is, but Pee Wee Herman, he stole that idea. There was another guy that they came up with a plan together and Pee Wee hijacked it.
But yeah, when they went out in public, they had
Google,
to go
who came up with Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman was a weird
guy. It's a famous comedian.
Oh,
that was involved in it.
And, I've never heard
Pee Wee stole, Paul Herman. Wasn't that name Paul Herman?
Yep.
You know,
Paul Rubens, Phil Hartman.
Jim Carrey has a little bit had a little bit of that going on for a while where he couldn't escape his character. I think he finally escaped it because he did some other movies. But another for a while, he was that. Any movie he played in, he was that thing.
What's the comedian's name? The Larry the Cable Guy. He's the same way.
Yeah, but I still think Larry the Cable Guy. He's just, to me, he's not funny.
But he can't. He's always Larry the Cable Guy.
I didn't think he was funny either.
Yeah. Nah, he was funny.
Look, that whole group.
Well, just because we all identify with
him. No, out of that whole group, Ron White's hilarious.
Ron White's funniest, yeah.
But Ron White's smart comedy. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Foxworthy's funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Bill Engvall's funny.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, here's your sign.
Actually, turns out the only one's not funny is Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes.
I think Greg's.
But he, He has a persona too that people like. All right, I got another segment we're gonna try out and we'll see how it goes. Cool. Okay,
let's go.
We're gonna call it the Time Traveler's News Update.
Time Traveler.
And I'm gonna give you headlines. Act like I'm from the past.
Okay.
Whatever year it is, and y'all need to tell me something from this headline. You got it?
Hold on. Say it again.
So act like I'm from like the first one's gonna be from 1997.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is a headline I'm reading.
So are you showing up in this year?
Yeah. No, I'm from 1997. Don't know nothing about this.
Currently.
And I'm like, check this out, guys.
And tell you something.
A new company called Netflix is mailing DVDs straight to people's house. DVDs in the mail while the wild futuristic world. What would you say to somebody that said that?
That was Redbox.
Yeah.
I'd tell
buy them. Stock. Buy stock now.
I would go find the, like, I'd tell them Blockbuster is going to miss out. They don't jump on this.
I'd be an asshole. I'd say go buy stock in Blockbuster.
Blockbuster stock.
Spend all your savings on Blockbuster.
Could Blockbuster come in the future?
And, like, the Falcons didn't win that Super Bowl. That's what I would tell them.
All right. 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Phones are getting smaller, you guys. Soon there'll be tiny little flip phones you can lose in your stock drawer. Technology is amazing.
Yes.
You would just feed into it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Huh? But you know,
because after 2003,
let me ask you this. Sam, if somebody came from the past, would you just give them the worst advice you could, or would you give them really, really good advice?
So, you know what? It would make me mad if somebody came from the past. I want somebody to come from the future and tell me something I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I guess, though, he could go back and tell you. Here's what I tell him. Go find me. When you go back, go find me, and these are the important dates that you need to know these numbers. And buy a lottery ticket or bet on Super Bowl or buy Amazon stock.
Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin, all those things.
Go back and tell me stay away from Bitcoin.
I don't know if this is working as well as that one, but let's do one last one. 1974. This for all of us.
Yes.
Hot news. Taco Bell has 5 items on the menu. That's right. The future of Mexican is here.
The future of Mexican.
I bet 1974 Taco Bell was lit. I bet it was so good. I remember good.
1980 early Taco Bell. It was way better than today.
You can go buy 10 items
for about $3.
One word.
Remember the big Taco
Man.
You know what I ordered for like probably 5 years.
You remember Taco Bell? It was a fine dining in Demolition Man in the future. Yeah, it was.
Mr. Pop Culture, I believe.
For 5 years straight, I bet I ate those steak tacos. They don't have more than the pintos and cheese.
They don't have any more?
No.
Yeah.
Nacho Grande used to be the golden.
They used to have these tacos that were like big, the Bel Grande tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I forgot about the Bel Grande.
And they were better than the current taco. They're like, it was like me being a fat kid in the 80s. I give me about 3 of them. That's like, you know, 12 packs.
Right? 9 tacos.
Hey, today's standard, that's 9 tacos.
I remember going with the younger version of T to McDonald's one day, and he got 2 value meals.
And a Diet Coke.
No, Buddy Nash.
But yeah, Buddy
10 Nash, cheeseburgers, 10 double cheeseburgers, or something.
Jamie, remember the 27?
And he got him no cheese with extra onions.
No cheese.
And as I got him, and after eating those 10, he went back for more. And we're in the back of the restaurant this night. And all we hear him is yelling. And what it was, somebody said, "Don't you think you had enough?" And he let them know that it don't matter how many I had.
We were going to
Neon Moon.
That was $1 for real.
Yeah.
Oh, they were $1.
They was $29 and $39 one time.
Yeah. Do you remember Desperado Club in Memphis?
No.
You don't. Well, I'm the only one that remembers that.
Neon Moon, Denim and Diamonds,
so the Club Mongo, Denim and Diamonds, Denim and Diamonds.
What was the one on Lamar and
616?
Lamar and
616.
Club 616.
That was awesome. Yeah.
I remember 616, 152, and Denim and Diamonds. Those are the.
Nobody remembers Desperado Club.
Mongo. Y'all missed that on Mongo.
Americano or something like that. That was Lamar.
The cowboy.
Yeah,
I killed a dude at 616. I never went back. Like, me and a dude got into a scuffle
You shot him?
No, I pushed down and laid a head first on the curb. I just ran it.
There's somebody out here who's covering you.
Somebody got a scar on her damn head. You're going to call in.
Terry, Google that real quick.
Roy Peach just said, "Wait a minute, I was there that night."
Right. Roy Pizza.
Banana Joe's was
Banana
later.
Joe's was lit.
Because there was one in
Knoxville.
So when me and Donnie really got of age where we could go out and about, we hit clubs, we hit restaurants.
We were smashing food.
Yeah, we were going to what's the Caribbean place?
Off Germantown Road.
Bahama Breeze.
Is that still open?
Nope. We talked about that. We've never been there.
I've never been there. I went to go one night and it was like a long wait, and I think we ended up at Red Lobster.
Me and Jamie pulled up the subway one night and went about 11 p.m. with a chick we picked up. We were trying to order one of those party subs.
That was a big chick. Was it big? Oh, yeah.
No, so no, like, no. But we were trying to. We were like, they're like, what you want? We're like, I said, Jamie, let's get a party.
Did anybody ever go to the $1 million club in parking?
I know. No. Marty did. Him and JP.
Me and JP and my cousin Donnie went, and my buddy Shay. Yep.
God, this is 25.
I remember that night. I went home.
100 grand.
$100 grand. The hanging out, and Terry's on the phone giving somebody directions. He said, "You go past the 100 grand club."
Yep.
And you drive, you go to the end of the planet and go a few more miles, and we're right here.
That's an 08 Earl, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 08 Earl.
That's what it was. It wasn't the
first time of year, you go straight.
It wasn't the Conno Orchard. It was the Sand Pits.
Sand Pits, yep.
To go turn at Earl Sand Pit.
You're right. Can't remember your transmission went out, or your linkage went out in your truck. We rode the 08 Earl.
Yeah. 08 parking for you.
Yeah,
no way parking for me.
We driving first gear all the way home. It's all way to
park. All way to park it, Donnie. Tell
him. All way to Earl.
Jamie had that old white truck that time of taking Danny Lunsford. Danny Lunsford home, and he turned the corner, and she flew out the door because it didn't shut good and fell out on the street.
True story.
That's terrible.
I drive to a turn, and two girls were sitting with me. I took a turn, heard some racket, looked over, with one of them sitting there.
One of them missing.
Now that's a Jamie story.
That's tough.
But you know what Jamie did? He didn't even slow down. He just put her arm around me. Let me hold you. Let me bring you closer.
That boy, the door shut behind her when she fell out.
Since we got rid of her, hey baby.
he came back to the house. He's like, guess what?
That's typical Jamie. It's typical Jamie right there.
You can walk home. What's up, baby?
What happened to her?
So the night me and Jamie really became friends. Y'all probably heard this, but.
We were at
some party type thing, and I said, "Hey, you want to come stay the night, whatever." He was from Parking Earl, so he came. He said, "Yeah, I'll stay the night." So I was telling him on the way home, I said, "Man, we got some Wasetti in the fridge. It's fire."
Listen, no, it's
not. I've not had Wasetti in 40 years.
Wasetti is amazing.
Your mama got the recipe?
Yeah.
I gotta have it.
So I'm telling him, I'm hyping this Wasetti up, man, because Wasetti is fire. So we go in the house. You remember the little pudding tins? You get it out, you mix it with some milk, make some vanilla pudding.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making some pudding. He's walking around the kitchen. I make these big things of pudding for us. And he's like, "I don't know what y'all call that at y'all's house. In my house, we call that pudding." I was like, bro, hold on.
He thought that was Wasetti.
Yeah, he thought it was Wasetti.
We didn't know Wasetti.
For those of you at home,
how long did Jamie stay?
Dude, I fought
4 years.
I fed him the Wasetti. He never left.
All right, so for those of you at home, Wasetti is egg noodles with some meat, cheese, some soups.
We don't even know.
It's sausage and beef or pork and beef.
I didn't think pork had Wasetti. Oh, it's definitely an Earl thing.
It's pork and beef.
I'm going to assure y'all something. My wife is going to make it soon. Donnie gets me a recipe.
Yeah.
It's pork and beef, I promise.
I've never
heard of it. Sausage and hamburger.
They have
lots of egg noodles.
No, I'm going to tell you how good it is. Earl each year has a Wasetti cooking competition.
Really?
You put a little.
They do.
Because Earl's famous for their
That's all Wasetti. We're paying for is Wasetti.
Do you? Does anybody? Does anybody remember French dressing? Do they still even make that?
Yeah, Catalina.
You put a little bit of French dressing on top of your Wasetti? Catalina dressing?
Catalina.
That's lights out.
I never tried that.
That boy, no. Man,
I can taste that. I'm getting my mouth watering.
Somebody needs to make that.
Yeah, I've never had it before.
I'll have Ginger make some Wasetti.
Then we're
going to make Wasetti on Wednesday night dinners. That's going to be at the Wednesday.
There was some of the older ladies in Earl that used to make it and bring it up to the school.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah. I bet nobody out there
it may have been Betty Brown
ever Yeah, she was.
Had to be because she'd been from Earl.
Yeah. Martin, we fed Jamie that Wasetta. He stayed for 4 years after that. One day, my dad walked back there and he was like, Jamie, baby, it's time for you to go on.
But it didn't last long.
And then Jamie was gone 3 days. But that same night when he was putting him out of the house, he said, you got to go in the morning. But he came around and said, Diane made some beans and cabbage in there.
Yeah, beans, fried cabbage, and fried potatoes.
Jamie was back like four days later.
He wants you to go, but not hungry.
Then he stayed another 5 years. So for all you podcast listeners that don't know, me and Jamie live together.
They're like brothers.
Oh, they know. They know all about the other. Yeah,
that's your bed. He born. I have a wife.
I got another story here. I'm gonna show y'all a picture.
We're ready.
This right here. What y'all think about that dress?
Is that Michael Jordan?
No.
I can't really see that.
I mean, she looks good.
I see that it's see through, but she looks.
What nice. If I told you that that's a pastor and a first lady of a church?
I would believe you.
And the bigger that church.
See, but they were headed to a gala, and people were. That's a beautiful woman.
They're into a what?
A gala.
Okay. Yeah, gala. She looks very nice.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing like. I mean,
but they people the wrong places.
Well, it's just skin color. It's not really see through, but you could take it as see through. Is that appropriate?
I think no. I think it depends on how she carries herself. I won't show the video.
But
and what? And it's a far away view of the dress.
He had a fire.
Miss Ellis wearing that.
From Miss Ellis would have shut it down.
Is she still alive?
I don't know.
I sure hope so.
I do too.
I know Don Settles is. I know he is for sure.
Y'all think he still got the same haircut?
I know for sure.
His shiny head.
2 years ago, he was presided over a funeral on set.
Oh, really?
He's a good dude.
Maybe it's 3 years. No, hell, it's probably 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. Yeah, he was live.
He was live 10 years ago.
He was. Looks same.
Yeah, he said, I know he is.
He was still, look, y'all know Brother Don is shorter than Wes, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And he baptized me and my brother at 6'3", 300 pounds. Oh, and we were 16, 17 years old. Hey. He still was talking about that to this day.
He was a good dude, man.
He would.
Brother Don was look, legit.
Y'all got in there and he was on his tippy toes. The water came up.
It displaced the water. He had floating.
You know how I float.
Floating zone.
Y'all know how I float anyway.
Yeah, Terry does float. Terry can't drown.
No, for real.
I think I could save the Titanic. If I'd been on Titanic,
saved everybody.
I saved everybody.
Everybody been hanging on to you.
I can't feel with Mike.
Even the iceberg.
I'd have pushed him under. I'd have held his head under.
Terry would have had the boat.
This preacher in his Sunday sermon was defending his wife. He said, hey, there was nothing wrong with that dress. Said he bought the dress.
Okay, he's wrong. He's incorrect.
That dress
he should be held to a higher standard.
That dress is too much.
That is true.
That dress is not enough. If that dress was solid black, it'd be
beautiful dress,
but it creates the innuendo that it's skin that skin you're looking at.
Yeah, you're not trying to have sex appeal as the preacher's wife.
So is that not skin? Is that not
skin color?
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but that's
I don't see a problem with it either.
I don't either.
And if you look closely, we're looking. I mean, you can see that is fabric.
So that's not her skin.
Yeah. No. So
then there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's the innuendo. I'm mixed on this one.
But still, the top of it is still. Too much.
I'm 100%
or not enough.
Look, he said in his sermon, he said,
"Gorgeous dress."
He said that, but he said, "Look, I want a wife. I want to go home to."
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
she's not attractive with appropriate clothes.
Oh, I bet she is. She's pretty.
What if
he had a skin color codpiece on?
She didn't show anything.
It'd probably be okay.
If he had skin color codpiece on, you'd be like, "That's a little much."
That's a little much.
I'm okay.
I might be.
I love when we.
You know what? We need Gary's input on this. That's what we need. Because Wes is just going to go with the pop culture.
That dress ain't enough. I said too much.
You know what Gary would say? You know what, guys? I think I'm not the boss. So
he would
that's
say,
what she wanted to wear.
He was my house. The wife wears what
he would say. I bought Whitney that dress. That's what he would say.
Whitney wear what she wants to.
J.D. Vance home got attacked.
I didn't see this.
Yes.
With a hammer. They busted the windows out of his home in Cincinnati by this person right here.
Look how scary. I don't know. Do you have a mugshot?
I don't think I have the mugshot.
There's a picture of him. And he looks so scared.
That's a dude?
Yeah, that's a dude. It was. But he looks so scared.
No, it was.
I ain't even sure what kind of mullet.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's his parents, ultra liberal. Doctors, he's trans. He identifies as trans, as you can probably tell.
He needs to identify the barber.
He went after.
definitely not. Oh, shoot.
He does look like Greta Thunberg.
He does.
He looks like a thumb.
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Boy, have y'all
seen Oh, yeah. Have y'all that dude saw it. He got the sweater tied around his throat.
Whoa, there's a mugshot.
But he looks scared as hell. He looks
same haircut every time.
Have y'all seen the pictures of Greta? She's well down these days.
No, I think that's AI.
You just saw boobies.
Oh, here's the one that's been busted.
Oh, no.
And he has no
How about
answers.
The silhouette of the guy? How cool is that? I didn't see that before.
That looks like Beetlejuice.
No, that's the guy from Unsolved Mysteries.
They should have cut it out with a bad haircut. They should have cut it out exactly like that.
This is the guy from Unsolved Mysteries.
That's him.
That's him.
So he was there, or that's from... Well, I mean, I know
the owl was cool, whatever that was.
But look, if I'm gonna bust some windows out, I'm gonna throw a baseball. I ain't gonna try to go up there.
You're
doing
it from a distance.
You might get some glass in your eye or something.
Speaking of busting windows, I bought Max slingshots this week.
Oh God.
What is your problem? What are you thinking?
We're gonna see a picture of Mac on the news.
Your neighbors are close by too.
A Red Rider's more accurate.
You got dogs. You got dogs as well. And
I'd rather you give them a 20.
Living animals in your house.
Yeah, you something more accurate.
Now, when you buy a slingshot, you get like a pack of 50 caliber BBs
metal.
With it.
Yeah,
oh,
he's gonna the little stainless steel ball.
He's gonna shoot Millie with them balls. He will shoot Millie with those balls.
Come in like this.
Luckily, he don't have the wherewithal in him to pull it back very far. The first few times, it looked like
Jamie's gonna come over one day.
I'm glad he's
right. And Jamie's gonna have his big red spot right on his jaw because you're gonna whip him and he's gonna lay you out.
Max
with that,
shot me with a slingshot.
With that slingshot,
Jamie, he's gonna play baseball. He's gonna be rounding first and pull that slingshot out.
No.
All right. Look, guys, we're gonna probably be live on Mondays a little bit longer and maybe not do a Wednesday show. We're trying to fill this out, but thank y'all for staying with us. We got 20 people watching.
Thank you.
All right, check us out. France. 10 people who spread false claims about Brigitte Macron being a man were found guilty of cyberbullying in Paris.
Okay, to me, she has to prove it. If they're going to go to jail.
To be bullied.
if they're going to charge them.
Now, they didn't send them to prison. They got an 8-month suspended prison sentence.
You got to prove it. Then.
There can be no doubt.
There could be a bunch of people with Jamie's name on it.
Yeah.
Because these people
can have like.
He don't bully. He just, what do you call it?
James is very fortunate. He didn't
Trolling. He's trolling. Yeah. Okay.
I point out people's mistakes.
Yeah, there you go.
But, if they're going to be in trouble with the law, she needs to whip it out.
This is one of the weird times I can't agree with Jamie.
If in doubt, whip it out.
Yeah.
I
have to agree with Jamie.
I agree with that.
Yes.
At least for Wiggins.
No, I don't want to see it, but because it might be.
Wes is a pop culture icon. He's seen it already.
She can do it. Podcast or whatever.
We can go off in the weeds on pop culture.
Dixon, whatever.
No, not really, because it's not pop culture anymore.
It is pop culture.
Pop up video. Nice. Y'all remember that VH1 pop up video?
Yes.
Hey, I hated that. Taylor Boone, Jamie said, call me. I know a glass guy when Mac knocks out the window.
I bet he does.
Shout out Taylor Boone. Got
congrats
this weekend.
Congratulations.
Taylor Boone. Congratulations. He looked like he did at the happiest place on earth.
He did.
I love Disney, by the way.
Now we'll have a who is Miss Taylor Boone?
Oh, who is Miss Taylor
Boone?
It's got to be.
Who is Miss
Taylor Boone?
Needs her own page. Miss Taylor Boone.
Is it Mrs. or Miss?
Mrs. once they're married.
Who is Mrs. Taylor Boone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like how Taylor Boone got his Who is Taylor Boone name.
Because Donnie met him 4 times and he's like, who is Taylor Boone? It worked. They had stuck.
Congratulations again, Taylor.
For real.
Yeah. What else we got, boys? We pulled off an hour.
Did we pull off an hour?
It felt good.
I haven't pulled off an hour in a long time.
And it still felt good.
Young.
That reminds me of
Donnie's house.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
That reminds me of the story, but I don't think I can tell it on.
Probably not.
If you got to think about it, no.
If you say that, I probably can't tell this.
I'll tell y'all about it in a minute.
Oh God, the new
Donnie, Jamie is so excited. I decided there's certain bottles I need to part with. Bad. Don't do it. We'll see if it's clean until next time. Because I need to make room on my bourbon shelf. I'm like, Jamie. He said, well, do I get to pick? No, you do.
If I'm doing him a favor, I should get to pick.
No.
No. He'd probably stick pick one-on-one type or something.
No, that bottle may be the most important bottle.
I don't know what the pup. I get wild turkey.
How long would it take you to clear T's shelf?
We'll finish on that. Because you told us last year, like a month, and it worried me that you said
it would take a while. No way.
How many bottles do we think is up there?
We're not saying. Because my wife's probably listening.
Okay. So there's two or three
bottles. There's seven bottles.
As you see, a lot of them have a small amount. I'm gonna go to Marty, but just because they can kind of see.
I would say the top shelf. Probably burn through that top shelf in realistically
3 months.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
I'd say probably two.
Jeez.
3 years.
That's 3 months. I can do that in 3 months.
I couldn't do that in 3 months.
For real?
Some full bottles.
Of years and years.
Look.
No so way, the, guys.
No way.
That's Mark. I can sit down with a full fifth and
half a night, right? Yeah. Half fifth.
I couldn't.
I'd be in the floor, y'all. I'd be sleeping.
Wes, you are a lie.
I couldn't.
Wes bought three bottles of bourbon.
I'd be asleep. Yeah, 20 minutes. I can do it. I mean,
we got to get a count on this, but I don't think he could do that.
But now, I'm with Donnie. I think that top shelf's a year.
A year?
Yeah, it's a
year. I think it's 6 to 8 months.
There's some full bottles up there. Full bottles.
The one I like.
I'm most interested
in that one right there. Which one? Dead center. The one you
the middle shelf.
One will not be
open. It's never been opened. Yep, never
what
been
is
opened.
It? What
it's
is
such
it?
A cool bottle. Jack
Daniels 1954. We tried it somewhere. It was just okay. All right. Let me see if I'm placed out of here.
Oh, yeah. Marty hit that button.
Yes.
Marty hit that button.
Got my earphone. Bottle for
baby. Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us. It's a little new trying a new format. Let us know what you say in the comments.
Awesome.
I like that. Hi, Dado.
2026. Let's blow the live thing. Let's get the live rolling.
We do that.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Here's the
better. Hurry up. We're running out of time, Marty.
Morning.
I got to say something. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Life Padded, we out of here.
How long?
Pop up.